Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight is our prayer night, and I tell you what, we do need prayer because the prayer of the righteous, what? Avails much. And therefore, we are going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and after which we're going to go into prayer. And we are going to pray for some things that we are in need of. We're going to pray for some things that we want the Lord to do for us. But we're going to also thank God, because God says that this is the season of ask. Amen. Ask and it shall be given, seeking what ye shall find, knocking, the door shall be open. And God says that within this season of ask, for those believers who have been walking with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he says that those things that we ask for are things that are already ordained by God. We already have it. But the release or the authorization of us having those things comes from God. Why? Because they are priceless, meaning that nothing on earth can buy what the Lord has given you. Nothing on earth can be invested in you so much that it exceeds what God has for us. So we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then we're going to pray unto God. Then I'm going to give you an encouraging word that I know the Lord is going to give me. Then I'm going to give you an announcement, then bid you good night. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going to get into the very presence of God, and we're going to ask the Lord to just help us in that right early. We're going to ask the Lord to bless us. We're going to ask the Lord to sustain us. There are many people who are in hospitals. We have some people, we inbox men, they have bereavement in their families. We have some people who are coming out of the hospitals. We have children who are being hurt. I was speaking to a friend earlier today, and she informed me that in California, there was a young man. He was only 15 years old. He broke into someone's house and shot their 7-year-old son. And the reason why was because he said he wanted to see how it felt to kill someone. Then we have youth who are steady killing each other. Then we have Baltimore. We have the riots and we have the uprising of people in Baltimore. Then we have a lot of unrest just within states, you know, unrest with different things. And so, you know, when we think about the unrest and when we think about the things that that occur or that's happening in the United States, we really have to pray unto God, and especially for our youth, because our youth are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not. And I'm going to write about the statistics for especially those males who were killed in the streets and just things that happen within the walls of the schools all over America. And just some of the we have a lot of disobedience. We have a lot of wayward children. And as I always say before, a lot of people, the saying used to be, you know, if you didn't have any children, then you really can't relate to the children. And that's not true, because what I find, as research says, that some of the individuals who have children can't even control them, let alone love them the way they should be loved. And so we have to work as a village or as a team to raise, when I say our children, I'm speaking about every child that you run across, raise those children in a way in which they will be respectful and they will love God. It amazes me when I look at the research. It amazes me when I travel all over the United States you know, back in a few years ago, and I see all of the hard-headedness. I go to the store, and you see hard-headedness. You go to different places, and it's just hard-headedness. And it's not every child; it's just some. And you know, we really have to get in control of that, and just the respect. There's a lot of dignity and respect that's lost. And as I said before, charity starts at home. Discipline starts at home as well. And you know, one thing that we talk about is we can't expect, you know, organizations and schools to change a behavior that we have allowed so much in our own households. And so the Lord is saying we need to, you know, we talked about prayer in the schools, and I'm going to write about that. And the argument, before I get into this particular segment, the argument was that, you know, having prayer in the schools causes groups who are not of God to want to bring their organizations in to the schools. And where do we draw the line of, you know, the state versus religion or the church? And so where do we draw the line? But what we see is we see an uprising of violence within the school systems. We see a lot of different behaviors in the school systems that we used to didn't see. We see a lot of things that happen that used to didn't happen. But, and when I say used to didn't happen, I'm speaking about my generation. You know, we didn't have the, when I attended Catholic school, of course, we had prayer in the schools. But when I attended public school, we didn't. But there was something at home called discipline that we did have. And so we're going to pray for our children. We're going to pray for the adults. We're going to pray for everyone because, as I said before, you know, the Bible tells us that basically hard-headedness shortens our lives. And that's not only for children, but it's for adults, just being hard-headed, not doing what you're supposed to do, you know. And so we're going to pray unto God, and then God is going to give us an encouraging word. So we're going to pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that before we even begin to pray that you consecrate our heads and our hearts and our minds and help us to become focused on you. And whatever happened in the past and whatever happened yesterday and the day before, we ask that we just concentrate and focus on you at this very particular hour, this particular point in our lives, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are going in for surgery, heart conditions, wherever they're going in for, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them in a mighty and a magnificent way, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us breath in our bodies this morning as we opened up our eyes and as we started on our way. We thank you for keeping us all day long, Lord, in the midst of your storms, in the midst of dangers seen and unseen. We thank you for keeping us and protecting us, Lord. Lord Jesus, we come to you in a humble manner, Lord, praying for each of our youth, Lord, that's 18 and below, Lord. We ask for obedience, Lord. We ask for the gap that needs to be filled where people are missing fathers. We ask, would you bring positive role models where they're missing mothers? We ask, would you bring positive role models where they're missing positive community members? We ask, would you bring those in, Lord? We ask, would you dispense, Heavenly Father, each person that these children need in order to be successful, Lord, because there is a void, Lord. If we look at the statistics, we find, Lord, that many youth have gone astray, hard-headedness, disobedience, hitting their parents, killing their parents, Lord, and we say, have mercy on them right now, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you just wrap your arms around them, Lord, and would you put people in place in order to fill those voids, wherever their parents are, Lord, wherever the people are who need to be in their lives, would you bring them all together so that they can rally around the child or the children, Lord, so they can bring them up, Lord Jesus, in the nurturing homes that they're supposed to be, Heavenly Father. We say, have mercy, Heavenly Father, on the spirit of just hard-headedness, the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of rebelliousness, the spirit of wanting to be grown when you're not, the spirit of talking back, the spirit of anger, the spirit of hitting adults, the spirit of doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, stealing and killing one another, Lord, and just being and going astray, Lord. We ask, would you be that shepherd who will go and get them, Lord, and bring them back to where they're supposed to be, because we know that we serve a God who is able, Lord, to do everything but fail. And we say, Lord, have mercy on those teens who have lost their lives in the streets, whether it was through innocent bloodshed, Lord, or whether it was through natural causes of death, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be role models and help us to be positive figures and help us to just continue to be the voices that we speak about, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, we come to you in a very humble manner, asking you, Lord Jesus, for the desire of our heart. Lord, you know, Heavenly Father, because every person who is listening, every person who is going to listen has a desire, Lord, and whatever that desire is, 180 days of favor and grace, we ask that it be granted unto them, Lord. Whatever position, whatever disposition they need to be in, Heavenly Father, we ask that you create that atmosphere and get us in position to be able to accept what you have for us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine grace. We thank you for your divine favor. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love, Lord. We ask if there's anyone who is just thinking about taking their lives, thinking about not living, we ask, would you give them the breath of life, Lord? And we say, Lord, have mercy on the gentleman, Lord Jesus, this week, just Saturday or Sunday, who parked his car and jumped off of a bridge because he wanted to end it all. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you be that door that opens where they can go, that place of refuge where they can go and find peace that surpasses understanding, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry to grow, Lord? We ask, would you bless these hands to be of service and these eyes to be lifted up, looking unto the hills from which cometh all of our help, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness and help us, Heavenly Father, to do your holy and righteous will, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who know you and those who do not know you, Lord. We ask, would you bless them to come running unto you, Lord, asking, what shall they do to be saved? We ask that if there is anybody who is out of the ark of safety or who do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask, would you bless them to come unto you, Lord, and would you bless them to just have you to be the centerpiece of their joy and have them to be, and have you to be the Alpha and Omega of their lives, Lord, because we know that our days are numbered. We know that we're not going to be here forever, but as we are here, we ask that you bless us to awaken and arise and begin to work while it is day, because we know that when night cometh, no man or woman is able to work. No man or woman is able to do anything, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to bless us, Lord, and help us in a mighty, mighty, mighty way, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, as those individuals attended services all over this land and country, whatever desires or prayers they rendered up, Lord, we wrap them all up in a package, and we ask, Lord Jesus, would you begin to work on those desires, Lord, the desire to come unto you, Lord, the desire to be with you, Lord, the desire to come to church, Lord, the desire to bring peace within the church, within your house, the desire to bring peace within the choir, desire to bring peace where there is division, desire to bring understanding where there is confusion, desire to bring love where there is hate, desire to bring just the gift of God, the gift of the anointing, the gift of healing where there is sickness, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you hear their despairing cries as they cried out unto you today, because today was a day in which many people went to church, and they went to church to pray and to bring their burdens unto you, Lord. But we ask that you train us to bring our burdens not only unto you on Wednesday nights or on Sundays, but to bring them Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because you are a God that never slumbers nor sleeps, and you understand the desires of our hearts. You understand what we need. You understand what we are in need of. And we ask that you continue to be that God to just supplant your blessings and your favor and your grace and your mercy and your force favor and your force grace and just the words of God, and help us to put on the full armor where we remain in character and make you happy, and help us to continue to be the vessels and the instruments that you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you and we bless your holy name, Lord. We exalt you, we magnify you, Lord. We love you, not only for the things you've done, but the things you're going to do and for who you are, Lord. I claim in advance what you show me, Lord. I claim in advance everything that you have just revealed unto me. I claim it in the name of Jesus, but I'm continuing to pray as if I had not, and I ask that each and every one of you continue to claim what the Lord has promised you and continue to live as if you had not, continue to work as if you had not, because we serve a true and living God who is a man that he shouldn't lie, and whatever he promised you, whatever he showed you is going to come to pass. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the eyes to be able to see the vision and the ears to be able to hear your word and the hands just to be able to be of service and the feet to be able to walk into the path of righteousness and into the will and walk right through that door, Heavenly Father, so that you may say, well done, Lord. We thank you for the new territories. We thank you for the new dimensions of our minds and our lives. And we thank you for all of the accolades that you have blessed us to receive, Lord. And we ask that we continue to work toward just uplifting and magnifying who you are, Lord. We come to you, Heavenly Father, in an intimate fashion because there are people who need breakthroughs, Lord. There are people who have been praying. There are people who are in the midst of a breakthrough. And we ask that you continue to bless these people to hold on, Lord, to your unchanging hand, because we know that we serve a true and living God. Lord God, we ask that you just bless each person, Lord, who's praying for their children, Lord, whether they're wayward or whether they're doing well, but they're praying for their protection because we live in an evil world. We ask that you keep all of the youth secure and safe and be a fence around them, Heavenly Father, and keep them from hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. We ask and we thank you for the lives of those who have lived and those who have gone on. And we ask, will we continue just to pray for each and every person, Lord. We pray a special prayer for my family and for other families who are represented, Lord, and those who will be represented, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you continue to wrap your arms around and continue to show favor and grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us, Heavenly Father, to be able to make it through this day, Heavenly Father, and to be able to come unto you with a purified heart and a renewed heart, Lord Jesus, thanking you for the things you've done and the things you're going to do. And if we had a million tongues, we couldn't say thank you enough. But, Lord, we realize and know that you are the God of gods, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to help us to magnify, continue to help us to glorify who you are, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every breath in our body. We ask that you continue to help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, when you get into the presence, the very presence of God, you're never the same. We're going to let the music play because the Lord is going to, as we're allowing the music to play, the Lord is going to give me a word. And this is actually a commercial right now, but we're going to get into the presence of God and we're going to hear God because, and the reason why I said that is, people are in the very middle of their breakthroughs as they're listening to this. I'm one of those people. I'll be the first to put up my hand because God is opening up new dimensions. He's opening up new doors. And so we pray unto God and we ask God to cover everything he's blessed us with. Not only cover it with the anointing, but cover it with God's favor, his force grace, and just cover our gifts and cover us and help us to remain and help us, help our anointing to remain strengthened and not to become diminished and weakened. And so we pray unto God tonight, and we already prayed unto God, but God is going to give us a word in just a minute. And I want you to think about the goodness of God and what God has blessed you to do today, just today. We're not even talking about what he's going to do, and we're not talking about what he showed you and what he promised you. We are speaking about what he's going to, what he did today, what he's doing right now for you. He's giving you breath in your body. He's helping you to be able to live again. A lot of people, they have that phrase, God says it's a spirit of living again because you have rededicated your life to Christ. And so as we get ready to listen to what the Lord has to say, we want to make sure that we are in the right place and position, meaning that we are ready to hear what the Lord has to say. And what I want to talk to you today about is when we speak about favor and when we speak about grace, we don't just have any kind of favor or any kind of grace. We have God's great favor and God's great grace. And as I was driving today, I want to elaborate, as the Lord explained this to me, what forced favor means. Anytime we force something, that means that there is we urge something, or that something is forced, a forced entry. The door was locked, but the Lord allowed you to go in. God says, when you force yourself in the world, and I have to give this as the Lord is giving because it's coming pretty quick. When you force yourself in the world, he says you get in trouble. And we're going to talk about that. When you have forced favor, he says that is an immediate favor from God that we did not deserve. When we talk about forced entry, that is when we talk about the world, that is you are not supposed to go into that door because it was locked, and the things behind that door does not belong to you. It belongs to someone else. But God says this is different. There's a forced favor, and it's immediate. And the forced favor means that there are obstacles in your life. There are things and resources that you are in need of. And God says that the door is locked. He said, but his forced favor allows the door, is the key to open up the door. And therefore, everything behind that door belongs to you. That is what we call forced favor. And God says that because we have obstacles such as the word no, because we have obstacles such as just not having the resources or not being a particular person or not having what we would think as the necessary requirements, God says that he has forced favor because he has called a few people to have this forced favor. So forced favor is something that God gives. You need to know that. Something that God gives. And it's also immediate, right? And God says, as I'm writing this, it may not come when you want it to, he says, but it'll be there right on time. So, you know, you say, you know, God, I want this door to open right now. I want it to open right now. I want it to open tomorrow. And you wait and you wait and you wait. And just when you feel like giving up, God slings that door open. He says, that's immediate. And when he says immediate, he's not talking about in our time, because we think about the microwave immediate. God says, what happens is you are authorized immediately once he is on the scene. That's all you need. All you need is one yes. Even with four no's, you just need one yes from God. And he says, when that happens, there's an immediate release of your blessing. And so when we talk about forced favor, that's that favor that only God can give. Then we talk about, when we talk about forced grace. Forced grace is kind of like forced favor, but it is an instance in which you will deal with people, and it has to do with the people you are dealing with. Forced grace. People don't know why they are nice to you. They have to be nice to you because you're a child of God. You know, people come in and they may be disruptive, you know, but you are calm, and they have to respect you because of whose you are. People have to show you grace, and people have to show you mercy because God has commanded them to do so. So when we talk about forced favor and forced grace, all of those things comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God does not give this to everyone. He says it has to be earned through relationship with God. I told you a couple of months ago that I've been praying unto God 180 days of God's favor, His grace, and His mercy, 180 days. And when we pray 180 days, we end up in August, okay? But it's going to continue to go on. But I want you to know, as the Lord is speaking now, He says, whatever the desire of your heart is, and you know what your desire is, just like I do, give it unto God. Pray unto God. We talk about this. He says, pray unto God. He says, understand what forced favor is. Forced favor is only given by God, but you must be in relationship with God. And it's not too late to be in relationship with God. Okay? So forced favor, forced grace. And what we understand with that is, whatever it is, and I'm going to take you through this activity, whatever it is, and I'm writing down my desire. My desire, okay? And yeah, I want you to write down your desire, whatever it is, okay? When you write down your desire, you're going to put it in parentheses, whatever it is, whether it's your child, whether it's a career, whether it's school, whatever it is, you're going to put it in parentheses. Once you put it in parentheses, you're going to draw two arrows pointing to it. Forced favor and forced grace, okay? Because you do know that when you ask for something, when you have a desire for something, you do know that someone usually it's in the hands in the world. It's in the hands or the discretion of someone else. But God says that it's just like when Satan had his people. When Satan, he talks about the girl in the Bible who was demon possessed. He says Satan didn't want to hand her over, because he wanted her to continue to be his child and continue to do bad things. She was demon-possessed, he says, but he had to hand her over once he removed all of those demons. And God says that anything that you get, you're going to have to work for it, anything you receive. He says, and sometimes, just because of the way the world is, people hold or will hold a gift hostage that's really yours, amen? And so God says that because you have intercessory, which is this forced favor and forced grace, people have to offer it to you. It has to be relinquished unto you. What is yours have to be relinquished unto you. God says this is the season where whatever you've lost, you will restore it. Whether you've lost hope, you're going to restore it. Faith, restore it. You've lost a lot of money. You've lost your job. God said He's going to restore it. Okay? And so even with this desire, understand that you are going to have some obstacles. You're going to have some people. And not in all instances, some people. Right? Naysayers in every instance. He says, but forced grace will soften and harden. Soften a hardened heart. Forced grace will. They will relinquish what belongs to you. Right? And they have no idea why they did that. Is that right? Then you have forced favor. Forced favor means that, you know what? I don't even think that this was deserved, but God saw something in me that no man or woman could see in me, and He gave this to me, right, because of circumstances. And so you have this forced favor and forced grace. So what I want you to do this week, the rest of this week, Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, is I want you to pray unto God for whatever is the desire of your heart. And what I want you to do is write down your desire and put it under your pillow, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. If your kids are hard-headed and you want God to do something, put it under your pillow. And I'm going to tell you this. You know, my grandmother, my grandparents taught us this. When I would study for a test, I would study for that test and I'd put it under my pillow. And I guarantee you, when I'm sleeping, right, for some reason, my focus would remain on that test. It's a study. I'm going to do a study on it. It works, okay, with prayer, and it works with putting it under your pillow from tonight, which is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days. we are going to pray over our desire, whatever it is. We're going to pray over it. And I'm going to show you an example in just a minute of how to pray over your desire. Okay? And I'm not going to be specific because what I desire is between God and I. What you desire is between you and God. And God says that this particular desire that you're bringing unto him, or desires, we're not going to limit it, that you're bringing unto him, he says the only person you need to talk to is him, because he is going to show you that he is able to give you the desires of your heart. This is an example. The Love Lift Jesus ministry is about being an example, and we're going to do this. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to write down your desire. Your desire could be anything. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If it's something negative, like taking someone out, as far as, you know, anything that's vulgar or not nice to people, it's not going to happen, because God says this is serious. This is a time in which we are able to ask God for what we want. And this right here, you have an opportunity on the Love Lift Jesus ministry to ask God sincerely for what you want. This is an opportunity. And so I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to ask God what you want. God is able to do it. I see new things on the horizon, and it doesn't matter at this particular time if you're in a relationship with God or if you're not. This is the old taste and see that the Lord is good. If you're not in a relationship with God, I suggest that you get in a relationship with God, because you can have way more than what you're asking God for now. So I'm going to give you, as I said before, about 30 seconds to write down your desire or desires. And we're going to pray over those desires. And I'm not going to be specific and say, Lord, I'm praying for this or that, because that's between God and I. But I'm going to give you an example of what the Lord is expecting us to do. And I'm writing it down, okay? And we're going to pray unto God as he give it unto us, because I'm praying unto God because I want to know how God wants us to pray. So this is nothing practiced. I didn't even know we were going to do this. But God is going to show me how he wants us to pray. Okay? So I'm going to give you 30 seconds. About 10 seconds. Ask God for what you want. This is like Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have to be sincere. My list has grown. Amen. My list has grown. And I want you to get out a clean sheet of paper. The Lord says, creating me a clean heart and an open mind. I want you to get out a clean sheet of paper, because you're going to transfer whatever you wrote. You're going to transfer it onto that paper, and then we're going to put this under our pillow, amen. And we know that God is able to do everything but fail. All right? Okay. We're going to let that music play, and I want you to get into this mindset. The mindset that I want you to get into, and I want you to write these notes down, because you're going to have to do this for the desires of your heart. I want you to believe that God is going to give it to you. Whatever you need, you know, if you need some help with your children, just know that God is going to send somebody. If you need, if you're trying to get up on the ladder, just know that God is going to move you up on the ladder. If you need a financial breakthrough, already claim it. Know that God is going to give you a financial breakthrough. If you're praying for your family, and if you want your family to do better, and if you want peace to be in your home, then I already see that. I already say that there is peace in my home. You have to already claim those things as if they were. And so we're going to pray unto God, and you can be very specific once you're speaking to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we're going to have a generic prayer. And I don't know what the Lord is going to have me to say. I have no idea, all right? to be honest, none of this is scripted. This whole ministry, none of this is scripted. I'm not reading any scripts. I'm going on the unction of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I pause, maybe for 10 seconds, we're going to allow the Lord to use me in a mighty way so that we can pray for these things that you guys have put down on your paper. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the tools and resources to be utilized on earth so that we can work while it's day, because we understand that at night we sleep it. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you fulfill every desire of our hearts from the first item to the last item, Lord, and would you mold us and tailor us within that particular anointing that you have given unto us. And once you tailor and mold us, Lord, we're asking, would you help us to spread that same gift to the people in a way that will uplift and magnify you, Lord. We shall not get too high above you, Lord, but we should humble ourselves towards you, Lord, and continue to have you to lead and guide us. Lord, we claim item number one, Lord, and we know that you are God who is able to give item number one. Lord, we claim item number two, and we know that you are a God who is able to give us item number two. We claim, Lord, item number three, and we know that you are the Lord who is able to give us item number three. Lord, we claim item number four, and we know that you are able to give us item number four. Lord, we claim item number five, and we know that you're able to give us item number five, and you're able to do things exceedingly and abundantly, Lord, because you said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it had not been so, I would not have told you. But Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us these gifts that you are bringing out of us. We ask that if we have any hidden gifts, if you will pull those out of us by putting us in uncomfortable positions, uncomfortable places around uncomfortable people, Lord. We ask, would you extend and help us to be able to use these gifts, Lord, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we claim it in advance, Lord. We claim it from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. We claim the clothes that you're going to bless us to wear, which are our gifts, Lord. We claim it in the name of Jesus. We claim every seed that is planted all over this land and country, Lord, and we ask during our lifetime that we are able to go to those particular places so that we can utilize our skills, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, from item number one all the way to item number five, if you will begin to throw those seeds on the ground, Lord, and help us to explore those places, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in advance. We bless you. We magnify who you are, Lord. We claim the victory. We claim each item, Lord, from item one to item five, Lord. We claim them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some we know that we're going to have forced favor because we don't even deserve them, and some we know that we're going to have forced grace because of the people that we have to deal with, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to just help us to utilize these gifts, Lord. And as we go on our five-day believing in God for the items we've requested, Lord, we ask, would you help us, Lord, and would you show us, Heavenly Father, and would you bless us, Heavenly Father, to just use the items as they come, Lord. We understand that before we even finish praying that you are going to give somebody, Lord, that you're going to give somebody item number one, we already know that by next week somebody is going to have all five of their items. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I claim that it's me, Lord. Lord, I claim that it's each person who have participated in this particular activity, Lord. I claim that if you just give item number three, Lord, we'll be satisfied, Lord. I claim that maybe my items are in an order that you want them to be in, Heavenly Father. And we just ask in the name of Jesus, would you give according to what is needed, Lord. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the seeds that you have planted on fertile ground, Lord, where these talents and these ministries and these things can begin to grow, Lord. I claim it in the name of Jesus all around, Heavenly Father, as you spread the seeds, Lord, where we can begin to walk into those places and grow as people so we can magnify your holy and righteous name, Lord. We come to you as empty pitchers, empty vessels, Lord, imperfect people, people that don't even deserve any of these items, people that probably do not even deserve to live, Lord, but you have blessed us to see another day, Lord. You've kept us, you've helped us, Heavenly Father, and we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, somebody is already receiving one of their items right now, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus what we have praise reports, Heavenly Father, because there are some people who just don't believe in you, Lord, but we realize and understand that we don't have to prove anything to anyone because we know that what you said is right. We know what we saw, Lord. We know and we heard your voice, Lord, and we know that we have your anointing upon us. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we claim it all, Lord. We claim this list, Lord, and we claim the list that you have for us, Lord. We claim the will that you're going to have us to walk in, Lord. We claim each territory that you've given us, Heavenly Father. We claim each seed that you've planted, Lord, and we claim each gift that you're going to give, Lord. We claim each person. We claim that their spirits will be full of grace, Lord. We claim that each person that we're able to touch, whether they know you or not, Lord, that they will come crying unto you, Lord. We claim in the name of Jesus the good things of life, the positive things, the things that are of you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We humbly submit ourselves unto you, Lord. And as we relinquish each item, Lord, items 1 through 5, or items 1 through 10, or items 1 through 100, we don't know, Heavenly Father. As each person raise up and stretch our hands, Lord, we submit each item unto you, Heavenly Father. We ask that whatever your timing is, whenever you want to give us these gifts, Lord, that you give them. But, Lord, we claim it. We claim an urgency, Lord. We claim a force spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where we can reach up and grab everything that you have given us, Lord. Our hands are open wide, Lord. Our heart is ready. Our mind is fixed, Lord, and our eyes are looking up towards the hills, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Heavenly Father, will we get or receive everything that you would have for us, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we grab each and everything, Heavenly Father. From items 1 to item 5, Lord, we grab them right now, Lord, and we ask, Lord, would you help us to begin using them immediately, whenever immediately is for you, Lord. We thank you and we bless your holy name, El Shaddai Elohim Yahweh, Lord. Oh, my God, we bless you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We claim the victory, Lord. The victory is already won, Lord. Any doubts, Lord, we break those yokes, Lord. Anything, any naysayer, we break those yokes, Lord. We can do anything, Heavenly Father, through Christ who strengthened us, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you are the God of gods and the King of kings, and we know that with everything, Lord, you are able to do what you said you would do, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We come to you, Lord, tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us, Lord. For keeping us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the fertile ground. We thank you for the living water that you're going to plant, Lord. We thank you for the will that you set up and the will that you're helping us to walk on, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the people you placed in our lives, Lord, our families, Heavenly Father, our friends. Lord God, we bless you for the platforms, Lord Jesus. We bless you for the people who hear our voices, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for the children, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you bless their names, Heavenly Father, each and every one of them. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you just now package up each item, items 1 through 5, Lord, and we give it unto you. We give it back unto you, our hands, our feet, our eyes, our mind, Lord. And as we meditate on your goodness and mercy, Lord, we ask that we continue to remain in your presence, Lord, so that we can worship you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the prayers. We thank you for each person who's online, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are coming, Lord. We thank you for the new guests, Lord. We thank you for the new dominion. We thank you for the new things, the new territory. We thank you for the new creature. You said if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, Lord. We bury those old thoughts. We bury those people who put us down, Lord. We bury those things that are not of you, Heavenly Father. And we renew our souls because we have come unto you with the items, Lord, the items that you have given us wisdom to put down. down, Lord, the items that you are going to give us to utilize to uplift and magnify your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for the first desire, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for helping us, Lord, and keeping us and blessing us to hang in there. Even when times got rough, Lord, even when we became tired and fatigued, you say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint, Lord. And we want to be that strength and that strong tower. We want to be those individuals who can tell men and women and boys and girls about you. We want to be about your business, our Father's business, Lord. We want to continue to do your holy and righteous will. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, Lord, and as we give you the seeds of good ground, Lord, each and every item, item one, item two, item three, item four, item five, as you place those on the ground, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would there be a response from the people, Lord? The name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the people, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for the new territory. Thank you for the new dimensions. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify, we uplift your holy name, Lord. You are the center of our joy. You're the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in a big, big way. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Lord, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We ask that we remain in your presence. And we give you all of us, Lord. Would you bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whew. I tell you, once you pray unto God, it's like running a few miles because your heart start beating fast because of the goodness of God and your mind start remaining focused on the prize. And the prize is Jesus Christ and the prize is what he can do. I really want you to, when you finish this particular ministry, I want you to transfer. Matter of fact, let's do that now. I want you to transfer your desires. I want you to write desires or desire, whatever you want to put on there. And I want you to write them down. And make sure it's a clean sheet of paper. All right? Because sometimes, as the Lord is showing, he says sometimes that when we have a lot of things on our paper that does not relate, he says that that's a distraction. That's just like having people. He said that does not relate. He said that's a distraction. And so we want to make sure that we're very intentional when we write down our different desires. I have five that I'm writing down. And what I want you to do is before you go to bed, or actually right now while I'm on the phone so you won't forget, I want you to put this under your pillow. Some of you are like me and kind of a bad sleeper, but that's okay because you're going to stay on that pillow tonight. Amen? Okay? So what I want you to do is after you write the desires, I want you to tear it off your notepad, or you may have already torn it off, I'm not sure. And I want you to walk over to the bed that you're going to sleep in, okay? Walk over to the bed that you're going to sleep in, or your sofa, or wherever you're going to sleep. And I want you to remove the pillows. And I want you to just put one hand on your pillow because we've been praying. And I tell you what. Because we've been praying, there's something about prayer that changes things. It even changes the spirit that was on the pillow, whatever spirit it was. And so you do that, and you put the piece of paper where you're going to sleep, where you think you're going to sleep, the approximate place you're going to sleep. And I want you to put the pillow over that piece of paper, okay? Remove all the excess pillows, and I want you to sleep on that pillow. And I guarantee you in the morning, I guarantee you, that'll be the first thing on your mind when you wake up. And you thank God, because you're supposed to thank God. God is going to do some great things. And we're going to do this for 5 days. We're going to do it starting today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right? Ending Sunday. And then we're going to evaluate what has happened between now and Sunday. Okay? And then we're going to do it again for 5 more days. And that's how you really measure progress in the Lord. Okay? So I really appreciate each and every one of you tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I have a few announcements, and I'm going to let this music play because it's so just calming music. And We need to give praise unto our Lord. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, community leaders, journalists, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. You can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Y'all gonna have to excuse me because I'm really filled. The anointing is really, I have to catch my breath. Oh, okay. Be sure to continue to pray for your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to, be sure to continue to pray for your family and friends. Yeah, tell them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. But also pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. I am very specific when I say, pray for all your family members and put them all in one line. That one line, as I tell people all the time, means that you're on one accord with your family, amen, or even with your friends. So you put them all in one line and you pray for them one by one. But don't neglect to pray for yourself and those you know and those who you do not know, you know, just like the gentleman in Philadelphia, who was shot and killed. I have no idea who that young man is, but I'm going to pray for him because that's somebody's son. You know, that's somebody's nephew. That's somebody's friend. And so I'm going to pray for him. So we can't be selfish when we pray. Be sure to continue to mark your calendars for a talent show in June, the second weekend in June. Be sure to mark your calendars for that. In addition to that, we will have a guest on tomorrow. So be sure to check us out on tomorrow and watch my Facebook page. Also, on Friday, we will have a guest, and Saturday, and then Sunday, we will bring the message, and we will start back over. Just make sure that you continue to love yourself and encourage yourself. Make sure that you just continue to love God, and as I said before, bring a friend the next time you come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. This ministry is going to higher heights. We're going to be doing a lot of activities. A lot of things are going to happen this upcoming month, and we want to really get a lot of people involved. We want to do some community things. We want to do some global things. I want to talk to a couple of individuals who are about changing the dynamics of what's happening to our youth in the streets. And so I'm going to get all of that going, and I'm going to write a couple of people who I'm interested in. And God is going to send those people. You know, one of my desires is to help be a solution to the problem of our young men who are dying in the streets, to help be a solution to our youth who have gone astray, some of them. And so that's one of my desires. And so that desire is going to be met. And so I want you guys just to continue to pray for our youth, continue to be those role models for our youth because they are watching and they are listening. Continue to just trust in God, continue to believe in God that he can do everything but fail. And as I always say, it's never too late to form a relationship with God. It's never too late. I beg our youth, form a relationship with God. That is the key to success. We talk about prayer all the time, but God says you have to be in relationship with him first before you can even begin to pray, because you're praying unto an idol if you don't have a relationship with God. You have to be able to pray. It's kind of like when if you love someone, right? You can't love someone until you have a relationship with them first. And so God is saying, you know, a lot of people want to skip that step of knowing who he is by reading his word, by being in relationship with him. He says, and you just want to jump to praying to God when you're in the storm. And God says he hears your prayers, right? And we were talking tonight, while I'm at that, and the Lord is showing me this, we were talking tonight about Psalm 22, and we were talking about David and how David was talking to God. There was an intimate conversation with God. And David was a little upset, and he was a little hurt because he thought that God had forgot about him. But God says that you have to have a relationship with him first before you can even pray unto him. Sometimes we get out of relationship with God. Sometimes we do, and we have to get back in. He says, it's just like the wheel. He says, we are like the wind, some of us. We're like the wind. Today we love God. Tomorrow we're married to God. We don't even know who God is because he's blessed us. But God says, you know, a lot of people make the mistake. You think that you can just pray unto God and call God's name and don't be in relationship with him. He says, each one of you belongs to me, but only some of you know me. Some of you know that I'm your father. Some of you know my voice. Some of you know if I was to come unto you who I am, and others do not. And so we have to get into relationship with God. And I know it's very hard to explain because you're saying, but I'm a child of God. God is my father. Right, God is your father, but God is saying you're an estranged child because you are not coming unto your father until you get into the storms. Right? You have to be in relationship with God because God will cause a storm, right, in your life in order to bring you back home to him. And so God is not punishing you. When David, I didn't think about this when we were talking about this in church. David at that time, as God is showing, was out of relationship with God. His faith and trust in God had diminished. He was no longer praying and talking unto God. But when he got into the storm of life, he wanted God to make immediate moves. But he wasn't being immediate in his relationship with God. God says, don't be slowful when you're trying to have a relationship with him. He says, move fast, move your feet. And so, and God has given me this, and this is good stuff. So God says that before you pray unto him, and I said that tonight, I said, you know, the action plan for getting to know God is to pray. And God is showing me now, he says, yes, prayer is the key, he says, but they're going to have a relationship with me because God is going to cause a storm to bring you back home. And that's going to be a message. If you're not in relationship with God, God is going to cause a storm to bring you back home. Think about the parable of the lost sheep. That was a wandering sheep. That was a sheep that had just gone astray. Jesus went to find that sheep. But there's no telling what that sheep endured along the way. Danger seen and unseen. Right? So God says, always make sure before you pray unto him that you are in relationship with him. What does that mean? That means that you have read his word. That means when you come before him, that you come before him holy and acceptable. Right? So don't think that you can just pray to God and don't talk to God Monday through Saturday. But on Sunday, you're going to pray to God. God says you must be in relationship with him. And people, we talked about this too, people wondering, you know, why is this person who's not doing what they're supposed to getting all everything, and I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, I'm not getting anything. God loves an honest heart. God loves an honest heart. God has no respect of persons. Everybody has sinned and fallen short. And just because what we see on the outside, we feel like a person doesn't deserve it. That's what he called forced favor. Amen. Just because you feel like a person doesn't deserve it because their life is not congruent to what God would expect. He says there is forced favor. He would rather have someone real. And he talks about his disciples and how one of them betrayed him. He would rather have someone who's real and who acknowledge that they are a sinner. He'd rather have that person than someone who is pretending to be real and walking with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord is looking for realness. He understands that he has to clean us up because we are sinners. So don't get mad at your neighbor, right? Because God is blessing them. But make no mistake, God gives forced favor and grace to those who are also walking in the will. But you know what? Even those who are walking in God's will sometimes stumble. They're imperfect. But God says that even those who are in the will and out of the will experience his forced favor and grace. So don't wonder why God is still loving on those who are out in the world. God says because he is looking for realness. He's looking for sheep who are going astray, who are going to be honest with him and say, Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer. Lord, it's me who's a sinner. And I confess my sins unto you, and I ask for forgiveness. That's what God is looking for. He's not looking for any fakers and shakers. So think again when we think about this person. I don't understand how they receive forced favor. I have no idea. God knows. And that's all that matters. So I said all that to say that if you're not in relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the time is now. The time is right. The price is right. Jesus paid the price. He hung on the cross. And young people, I'm telling you, something's going to have to change. You're going to have to get to know who the Lord is. You never know, and this includes older people too. You never know what's waiting on you outside. You never know what the enemy has. You never know what this world has to offer. That's why before you go out, you have to be covered in the word of God and Jesus so that he can be a fence all around you every day. I cannot stress it enough, young people. I cannot stress it enough to be obedient. I cannot stress it enough, parents, to train up your child in the way they should go. I cannot express it enough. I understand it takes a village, but it starts at home. I cannot express it enough. I was, and I have about 59 minutes, and I'm not going to take all those minutes up, but I'm giving what the Lord has given. On last week or the week before, I was emphasizing the start testing. The Lord is testing us adults to see what we're going to do with our children. The Lord is testing the children to see how they're going to respect the adults. It's very important that you teach the children how to respond and react in organizations, when they go off to school, wherever they go is very important. I always tell individuals, and this is for the youth only, I always tell individuals, when you go out, wherever you go, you are representing your family. You are representing your parents. That's who you're representing. And so it's very important that we teach our youth how to be respectful and how to love God. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's very popular for your children to know who God is. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afri Love, and make sure you check out this ministry on tomorrow because God is doing some great and wonderful things, and we're going to have some individuals who are interviewing with us on tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. May God bless you and take care of you is my prayer. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lifts Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afri Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.